All right, this podcast is entitled Gullibility is Stupidity. And what I mean by this is that being gullible, that is believing official sources, believing the White House, believing the CDC, believing the FDA, you know, believing the corporate media, believing, quote, the science or the science journals or whatever, that is stupidity. That's equivalent to stupidity. And the reason that I think it's important to talk about this right now is that we have, not only with this war situation in Iran, but also we're going to talk about the Artemis II rocket from NASA and all the claims they're making versus so-called flat earth theory. But let me be clear up front. I don't believe the earth is flat. I'm quite convinced the earth is a sphere. However, what I find, there's a lot of debate about flat earth right now because of the NASA missions and NASA's horrible ability to broadcast live streaming videos that make any sense, etc. So it's really bizarre. So you have lots and lots of people online that are attacking the flat earthers and calling them, you know, totally stupid. This is the dumbest thing ever, blah, blah, blah. And I pointed out a couple of things on this that I want to share with you. Number one is I said that the typical person attacking flat earthers is themselves washing their laundry in cancer-causing chemicals in their fragrance detergents, and then they're tumbling their laundry in cancer accelerants in the form of fabric softeners, which are toxic cancer-causing solvents, and then they're eating hot dogs with sodium nitrite, which is another cancer-causing chemical that creates nitrosamines during digestion. And then they're jabbing themselves because they believe in the science, so they take the jabs, and then that gives them turbo cancer on top of all the other cancers they have. And then they point their fingers at the flat earthers and say, you people are stupid, you know. Actually, it's kind of stupid to wash your clothes in cancer-causing chemicals and eat cancer-causing food and take cancer-causing jabs and then think that you're smart. So my point about that is that there's a lot of people who they like to leap on the bandwagon and say, you know, flat earthers are stupid and retarded and whatever, but they themselves demonstrate, you know, cognitive retardation in so many ways in their own decisions, in their diets, in their personal care products, in their habits. They're like wearing sunscreen all the time, for example, eating seed oils all the time, all kinds of things that they do that are dumber, in my opinion, you know, than believing flat earth or whatever. There's also the climate cultism. That's the dumbest thing of all, is thinking that carbon dioxide is bad for planet earth. That's sort of like the atmospheric flat earth theory or something. I mean, that's photosynthesis denial. You know, that's completely crazy, but there's plenty of people who believe that carbon dioxide's bad for Earth, and they think that they're quoting the science. They think they are scientists in many cases. And they say we have to decarbonize the atmosphere. Decarbonize? Well, that would be instant death for everybody. For all animals and all plants and all humans would all die if we decarbonize the atmosphere. And yet you hear these otherwise intelligent people calling for decarbonization of the atmosphere, and they think that they are smart. They think they're smart. They think they're backed by the science. And so that's what's funny to me. And you see, I don't blame flat earthers for asking big questions. I disagree with their conclusion because, well, this other point let me mention, that I'm one of the few people that has actually observed firsthand why the flat earth theory is wrong. You see, most of those criticizing flat earthers, they themselves have never actually proven that the earth is a sphere, or they've never proven that there's anything wrong with flat earth theory. They just leap to the conclusion because it's whatever they learned in their school textbooks, or they learned it from, you know, the Discovery Channel, or whatever NASA says, or whatever, you know, it's secondhand information. Like, they've never actually experienced the Earth as a sphere. So they don't really know. They're just repeating what they heard from somebody else. Now, it happens to be correct that the Earth is a sphere, but they don't know that firsthand. I actually know firsthand that flat Earth theory is incorrect, because I've done optical measurements of the moon, different times of, you know, moonrise and moon being overhead and et cetera, and compare that to the flat earth theorists and how they say the moon sizes should differ based on where it is relative to the horizon and where it is in the sky, et cetera. And I found that that's just not true. And I actually have the measurements to prove it, you know, using milliradians in an optical scope. So I've actually shown that flat earth theory, I mean, to myself, I didn't publish a paper on it, but I've shown through observation with my own eyeballs and my own rationality that flat earth theory doesn't work. Even though you might say, well, that seems obvious. Of course, all the planets are spheres. Yeah, I get it. But have you ever observed it firsthand? And that's my caution in all of this, is be careful reconstructing truth from secondhand information. Wherever possible, create it, you know, directly. What can you observe directly? What can you solve directly? Can you use mathematics and logic and reason yourself instead of just hearing it from somebody? Because we live in a world where there are so many deliberately false sources of authority or authoritative information that are designed to trick you. For example, a lot of things about the germ theory are clearly not true. Now, I'm not saying there's no such thing as germs, because clearly there are bacteria, etc. But I'm talking about virology in particular, and this whole idea that one person with this virus can, you know, the virus can be isolated from this person's blood, and then if that isolated particle is introduced to another person, then it will reproduce the same disease and symptoms that were observed in the first person. So that whole process, I think it's called Koch's hypothesis, that has never been demonstrated. Not once. Even though through our own experience, you might have told yourself, well, I was out with this group of people and I caught a cold. Yeah, okay, so we tell ourselves those things and it becomes this kind of assumed truth that you can catch a cold from being out with other people. But did you realize that the phrase to catch a cold actually comes from being out in cold weather? It has nothing to do with being around other people. And it's largely and widely believed by most people in Western culture today that you can catch a cold by being in the cold. That is, you're outside in the winter, it's cold outside, you quote, catch a cold. Well, where's the virus in that theory? It's nowhere. It's nowhere. It's not just, I mean, they call it a cold virus, actually, you know, medically. But there's actually not something just floating around out there in the cold weather. The more likely explanation has to do with the fact that, you know, you can become immune compromised, you're vitamin D deficient in the winter months. The coldness is an attack on your system. And in Chinese medicine, they even call it a wind invasion, by the way, that has a very specific set of repercussions in the body and with the immune system, etc. So we talk in our culture, we talk in a way that leaps to a lot of assumptions about things that just flatly turn out to be not true. For example, we think that if your house goes up in value over 20 years that you've owned it, and then you sell it, and you sell it for more than what you bought it for, you think that you've gained money, you've earned a profit. But that's often not true when you consider the real truth, which is that the purchasing power of the dollar has plummeted more than your gain, which means that you sell your house today, the money that you get from that after taxes can't buy as much as the money that you spent on the house 20 years ago in terms of buying, you know, groceries or an automobile or clothing or whatever, or another house for that matter. So you actually haven't gained anything. But people don't often think about the declining value of the dollar. And this is what causes a lot of people to overpay for things like insurance policies and whole life insurance, because they think, oh, you know, 20 years later, I'm going to get this big investment. It's going to grow in value. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be worth $1 million. People thought that 20 years ago. Now, today, it's like $1 million doesn't even buy a house in a lot of cities, you know? So $1 million is not what it used to be. And an annual salary of $100,000 is not what it used to be. So what we have to do, I believe, is stop being so gullible into believing everything that we're told by authoritative sources, FDA, CDC, mainstream media, the Pentagon, NASA, the science journals, you know, whatever, the news programs. We have to stop automatically believing any of these things if we want to actually protect our minds and protect our wealth and protect ourselves from being exploited or deceived by these various groups and institutions and governments sometimes that have nefarious aims. Sometimes they want to depopulate you. Other times they want to leave you impoverished. Sometimes they want to steal from you. Other times they want to convince you to take an extermination jab. Or they want to scare you into compliance. Or they want to take away your money so that you don't have economic mobility. Things like that. Or they want you to be sick and diseased so that Big Pharma can make more profits off of you. So they want you to buy toxic foods. And they're laced with glyphosate, or that are made with seed oils, or that are lacking nutrition. And this is all part of, you know, the same big plan, which is to keep people poor, diseased, ignorant, obedient, enslaved, and then to kill you off early so that you can't collect Social Security and Medicare and pensions, because they can't really afford to pay all that because their obligations are much larger than their assets. I'm talking about governments and corporations. So that's really the big picture. They want to keep you, again, you know, impoverished and diseased, turn you into a repeat revenue model for Big Pharma while they prep you for an early die-off right after you finish paying taxes. You know, right when you retire is when they want you to die. And that's why they really targeted elderly people with the COVID jabs, because that's the group they really needed to kill off the most in order to try to balance the federal budget deficit with reduced payments on Social Security and Medicare, etc. So here's the point. I don't care whether you believe the Earth is flat or a sphere. Doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that you are thinking for yourself and that you are questioning everything. And I love that about you, my audience, because you do question everything. You wouldn't be listening to me if you didn't. You do question everything. And I love that about you, that you may or may not agree with my position on certain things, and that's totally fine. Again, what I value and honor in others is your ability to question things. Even if you arrive at a different conclusion, that's okay with me. But you need to engage your brain and start thinking. You need to start asking questions. Like, hey, why is it that Trump said we have to attack Iran in order to save 30,000 protesters that Iran promised to murder, which of course was a lie, but and then a few weeks later, Trump promised to bomb Iran into the Stone Age, which would kill more than 30,000 people. So obviously, Trump doesn't care about saving protesters. That was just a cover story, right? So that's just logical. If you engage your brain, you can think through that yourself. And I know that you listening, that you do that. Same thing about vaccines at this point. We know that vaccine propaganda is just a series of lies. We know it's just psyops, everything from the HPV vaccine to the so-called flu shot. Flu shots don't work at all. They don't reduce flu diagnoses or symptoms. And if you get the flu shot, you're more likely to get sick, actually. And the studies literally show that. The studies that are allowed to be done, they show that flu shots cause people to be diagnosed with the flu. Because at that point, you're being injected with toxins that give you symptoms. So there's actually a mechanism of that. So only gullible people take flu shots, period. Only uninformed, ignorant people wash their clothes in toxic laundry detergents. And only people who don't know much about food eat a lot of seed oils and fast food and processed food. I'm not saying you have to be perfect. I'm not even perfect in that. But you try to avoid those as much as you can, especially when you're shopping for your own food or ingredients. You don't buy seed oils, you know. You might end up getting a little bit of canola oil in a salad dressing at a restaurant. Yeah, I understand. But you can take vitamin E to protect yourself against those seed oils. Did you know that? You can take vitamin E at the restaurant. You can also take some vitamin C with the meal, or just eat an orange, you know. So there are things you can do to defend yourself against a non-perfect diet, so to speak. And that's fine. I'm not here demanding that you have a 100 out of 100 perfect dietary score. I don't even have 100 out of 100. What I'm saying is, question everything, be a person who is informed, and think for yourself. And anytime that they're pushing something hard on you, like this NASA mission, you should immediately wonder what's going on here. Why are they pushing this so hard? What is this all about? They really are pushing this. Is it just a narrative to say, well, America's great? Well, there's something else that's come out of this. Now they're talking about building cities on the moon, which I've said before, that's not going to work for a number of reasons. They're going to build cities on the moon. Give me a break. I don't even have time to go. I think I've done a podcast on that before, but it doesn't work. It doesn't work because of the high heat and then the extreme coldness and all the materials that you would build, you know, airtight dome structures out of or buildings. They would all suffer extreme expansion and contraction, fatigue. They would fail. You would lose all your air. It doesn't work. The only way to live on the moon is to burrow into the moon and live in tunnels, to live underground in the moon. And it's funny to me that nobody's talking about that. They're like, no, we're going to build cities on the ground. And they have art of like children with space helmets walking around like a neighborhood with you know, like people's homes on the moon, like you would find in a regular, you know, housing development or something, but on the moon, and everybody's walking around with space helmets. So like, that is not going to fly. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy radiation too, by the way, ionizing radiation that turn everybody into mutants. And then there's, you know, little small meteor impacts at full velocity because there's no atmosphere. You know, I mean, we could go on and on and on, but I noticed that after they've launched the Artemis 2 mission and NASA's bragging about it, you know, flying around the backside of the moon, that now a lot of people, including Elon Musk, are talking about, we're going to build cities on the moon. And that's nonsense. That is just complete bogus hype. Again, unless they want to go underground, which means they would have to land a giant tunneling machine or a boring machine on the moon and somehow power it. And I also covered the fact that, you know, combustion engines don't work on the moon. For some odd reason, I just have no idea why. Could it be that there's no air on the moon? So yeah, diesel engines don't work. So how are you gonna power a boring machine on the moon if you could even get it there? You're gonna have to use solar panels, and that's gonna be a slow, boring machine. It's gonna be a boring, boring machine. So every time they talk about this, I know they're up to something. They're pushing some kind of weird agenda, like we're going to go off planet. We're going to live on the moon. And if at first it was like, we're going to live on Mars. You know, for 10 years, Elon Musk was talking about how we're going to all live on Mars. And now he says, well, we decided Mars is too far. We're going to go to the moon first. I'm like, for how long have you known that Mars is farther away than the moon? Pretty much your entire life, because it's been there the whole time. And only now? You decide that Mars is too far and you got to build on the moon, which has no atmosphere. Okay. But you see what I'm saying? They're up to something. They're setting up some kind of great deception. It's always like this, whether it's COVID, whether it's the war with Iran and we're being lied to constantly, or we're being told that, oh, record jobs numbers were just released by the, you know, the federal government. Nonsense. 4 months later, they're going to be retroactively revised to be negative job growth. These numbers are always fake in the present, and then in the future, they're revised down to be nothing. Because it's a psyop. It's always a psyop. And that's my point, is don't trust any official sources on anything, whether it's a conventional doctor, whether it's a regulator, whether it's the EPA telling you that pesticides are safe, or whether it's the FDA telling you that pharmaceuticals are safe. You don't trust any of them. Or whether it's your, you know, your bank investment advisor telling you that the stock market is safe. Nah, it's all lies. The stock market's not safe. It's artificial and it's manipulated and it's a giant Ponzi scheme, etc. So if you trust the medical establishment, they will kill you. If you trust the banking establishment or the economic establishment, they will bleed you dry to the point where you have no assets. You know, if you trust the food establishment, you will end up sick and diseased with depression and obesity and whatever else because their foods cause those things. So don't trust the media. Don't trust any official source. It doesn't mean they're always wrong. It just means that you should not trust them by default. Instead, gather your information from independent, intelligent sources. And I know you're listening to me, and that's one great source. And thank you. I appreciate you listening. And there's much more, like, you know, my book website, brightlearn.ai, and I've just published a new book over the weekend that I'm turning into a docuseries, by the way. So you might want to check that out. You'll find it on my author page there if you want to see it. It's called Through the Ruin to the Rising. So very interesting book, long book. I actually created that book so I could produce a documentary series based on it. So that's just a little preview of what's coming. But you could create your own books. You can do your own research. You can use brightanswers.ai. You can read our articles at naturalnews.com, or you can read other alternative media. You can check out our social media, brightian.social. You can learn a lot there. And you can, of course, use lots of other sources and get a lot of additional information. But the most important thing is to learn to think for yourself. Learn to think for yourself. And you're probably already doing that if you're listening to this, but just keep exercising that skill set because you're going to need it. You're going to need it because the psyops are coming and they're going to be very convincing to a lot of people. A lot of psyops are coming. And yes, they will be very convincing. All right, so in the meantime, get ready for the economic impact of all of this, what's happening in the world. It's insane. It is a global depopulation agenda. It's also a great reset. Make sure you've got gold and silver. Make sure you've got backup food supplies. Make sure you know how to grow some of your own food. Maybe you need garden seeds. If you need things like food and seeds and organics and personal care and iodine, you can shop with us, healthrangerstore.com. If you need some of the other things like gold and silver, just go to my affiliate deals website, rangerdeals.com, and there I've got links to what is like 15 different companies that I advocate for, that and I'm an affiliate with most of them, not all of them, but most. And they've given us discount codes. Usually the discount code is Ranger, and that's how you can get the therapeutic peptides that the FDA doesn't want you to know about. That's how you can get goldbacks or gold and silver coins or really innovative firearms like custom Glock 43s or 43X pistols with metal magazines at a discount, or you can get de-googled phones or other things. That's all there at rangerdeals.com. And it also does help support this broadcast a little bit if you shop with, you know, with those affiliates using the discount code Ranger, but you also save money at the same time. So the bottom line is there are a lot of things you can do for free. Also, of course, you don't just need to purchase things. Just learn things. You can use our book engine for free. You can use our AI engine for free. You can read for free. You can research for free. You can do all these things for free. And all you have to do is use the brain that God gave you. Whereas it's, you know, it's easy, it's convenient for people to just accept everything that they're told from official sources, but it takes effort to stand up and say, wait a second, I don't believe this, you know, or I don't trust this. That's what takes effort. So keep that in mind, and thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.
Feeling run down? Groovy B NAC capsules support your body's natural detox process by boosting glutathione, your master antioxidant. Clean, plant-based, and lab-verified. Shop now at healthrangerstore.com.